Joe Concha. I have to ask you, too, what's going on while I'm working. I guess the Today Show is imploding. How much worse is this going to get? Every day the New Yorker story comes out. I guess they were ticked off that Matt Lauer talked to the Daily Beast first, so therefore they skewered him in the article, kind of blamed him for the plummeting ratings?
Brian, it's amazing with NBC. You know, it's the napalm bridging channel. You can't leave that network and break up nicely. You know, remember Dave Briggs, our friend? He leaves Fox and Friends. He's crying on the couch. You know, he's like, this is the best job I ever have. He leaves peacefully, quietly. He still hangs out with Clayton and Allie. You know, with MSNBC and NBC, Opperman leaves, the bridge is napalm. Conan leaves, I got to pay him $45 million to get out the door. Leno, same thing. Now Lauer. No one can break up nicely over there. It's always a Kardashian divorce, but it's really entertaining from our perspective.
What? Where's it? Do you think that he survives? Because we get up and find out that Anderson Cooper, according to the Daily News and New York Post and other sources, is going to be courted to take over from Matt Lauer, who's still getting between $15 and $20 million.
Yeah, Brian. I mean, I think with the Ann Curry thing, that really hurt him amongst women, and that's obviously very important for a morning audience. But there are certain things where you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, put Humpty Dumpty back together. And in these cases, I don't see how you could suddenly forget all of this ever happened and then just have Matt Lauer on there where ratings continue to fall. Somebody's got to go, and I think it's Lauer at this point because of what happened with Curry and the way that this whole PR fiasco is being handled.
Well, let me ask him, when you watch, because I don't watch, and when my day's off, I'll try to do it just to see what everyone else is doing. What's the difference between the Today Show and Good Morning America?
I think you have, you know, a compelling story like Robin Roberts. I think, you know, that's great stuff. I think Stephanopoulos is excellent in his role. I think they all seem to like each other. I think that's the bottom line. You like Ducey. You like Gretchen. You like Allie. It shows. You can't fake that. You know, at NBC, you could tell Lauer didn't like Curry. You could tell that he kicked her to the curb. You could tell Savannah Guthrie is kind of like, I think she's a great talent, but the one that no one really accepts because she's ultimately the one who kicked out Ann Curry. And Al Roker is just kind of like, you know what, I'm watching all this and I really don't really like anybody here. Maybe Matt, I guess. I don't know. So I think in the end, it's chemistry. GMA has it, and the Today Show used to. It doesn't anymore.
Joe Concha, my last question, let's bring it to late night. I don't get it. I mean, I'm watching Jay Leno win for the last 20 years, and they had the debacle in 2009 when Conan's contract was up. They felt as though they had to do it. They were going to lose the next generation. They blew that up. We know it's been chronicled, written about. There's been a book about it. He ends up on TNN, TNT, getting very little ratings. Leno's back, reestablished himself as the king. But now they're saying, we want to move you out by 2014, even though Jimmy Fallon isn't getting restless. What's the rush?
There is no rush. You know, since you're a sports guy, I could say this. It's like what happened with Peyton Manning and the Colts, right? Twilight of his career, but still top of his game. And they said, you know what, Peyton, we still think he could do it, but we're going to go younger. We're going to go Andrew Luck. I think in this case, I would go Tina Fey, personally, instead of Fallon, because you bring in a whole new audience, a whole new gender. I think Fallon kind of cancels out with Kimmel, and then we're right back where we started from. But the bottom line is, with Jay Leno, he is the only commodity at that network that is performing well. You know, Today's Show we just talked about. Primetime is in Wayne's World territory in terms of ratings. Leno is the only one who's doing well. So, you know what? Let's get rid of him and go with an untested commodity. I mean, Fallon's good, but don't take anybody out who's performing at number one. I think it's a horrible, horrible move.
Do you think it has anything to do, your gut feeling, has anything to do with the fact that he'll take on the president as well as Republicans?
You know, it's a nice narrative, but I think in the end it all comes down to the green, Brian. It all comes down
but
to money.
But if it does, he's getting the money and the revenue, doesn't he?
He does, exactly. So why would they mess with that because a couple people got offended because maybe he goes after the president a little bit more? I don't know. Too much money at stake there for somebody to be offended and put their job on the line just to get Jay Leno out of a spot and put in a Jimmy Fallon. I think it's a good theory, but I don't think it holds water once you think about all the money that's involved.
And why is Letterman allowed to get a pass, and was my idol for the longest time? Why is he able to get a pass and be third every single night, second or third, and no one ever talks about replacing him, but they're always looking to push Leno out?
That's the thing. CBS has good ratings in primetime, so Letterman should be performing better. Leno is number one despite having a horrible lead-in. So I think with Letterman, you know, there is no better idea. There is no Fallon behind him that could take over. So they're just kind of sticking with him until that next young talent that they see can come in and replace him. But for now, Letterman's, you know, he's untouchable.